And then Thomas, it sounds like you're up.
Sorry, so I was asking a question. Thomas Noble, they, them pronouns, government co-chair. I will pass it to Ron.
Ron Hernandez, co-chair, membership committee. Elaine.
Elaine, co-chair, membership committee.
Irma, you want to go next?
Irma Parada, council co-chair, she hers. And if we're not done by 4:15, I have to leave. Unfortunately, I have something to do at 4:30.
Cool.
Thanks.
No worries. Thanks for letting us know. Zachary?
Zachary Davenport, council co-chair.
Awesome. Kat?
Kajkir, council staff.
Let's see. Is there anybody off camera that I missed? Kira, you went.
Yes, Kara, council staff. Sorry, my camera isn't working, but I am here.
And Natalie?
Hi, yeah, with HIV Health Services. I'm new, so they're just having me learn and watch meetings.
Excellent. Awesome.
Thanks for
Welcome.
having me, guys.
I'm glad we didn't know each other because I'm like, do I know you? And they're like, yeah, we met 12 times. Great. Anybody else I miss? And I'm sorry, do we have representation? Do we have everybody here? Or are we still without quorum?
We are still without quorum.
Okay. Let's take a look at the draft agenda anyways, and we won't vote on it, but just let me know if you have any feedback for the agenda today.
It will be a pretty short meeting if we don't have representation from Council Affairs. We won't be able to vote on this agenda or the minutes. And we will probably only go up until item numbers. We'll skip number eight, item number eight, most likely.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up. Oh, so Mark was going to go more over the bylaws, is what the plan was. Are we
Yes.
done with that?
No, we still have a ways to go, so
Oh, okay.
no more bylaws.
Great. Thanks for the heads up. Appreciate that. All right. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at the minutes. I know we won't vote on them, but it's a good opportunity for folks to look to see if there is any corrections. And then when we If Chuck does show up, we can quickly vote on these two items. Great. Anybody see any anything that we need to correct? I know that was a little bit quick, but I know folks got them prior as well. So, all right. Seeing none, let's go ahead and move on to any folks. Have any announcements? All right. Hearing no announcements. Any public comment? Natalie, that would be you. And usually public comment is the point in the meeting where if there is anything you want to say, you would say it. But yeah.
I don't think we have anything. I was not told, so I
Great.
think
You
we're
don't have to
good.
say anything. It's just
Okay.
we follow certain rules of engagement, and that is our process. So
Okay, thank you.
yeah, not a problem. And it's meant to look more formal than it actually is to be intimidating, I think, because my only thought. Cool. All right, let's go ahead and do work group reports or committee reports. Who would like to go?
I think the first one is community engagement, and I can go over that one. So this month, community engagement met and we did our normal things like reviewing and approving the agenda and minutes. We also reviewed the HCAP report from Stephen Spano. And then we actually voted on a couple of things under our needs assessment and COLA update. So we did vote on two new COLA targets, one to be completed by the end of this year, and the next one kind of going into the next year. And then we also voted on a new needs assessment target for next year. That's really exciting because that means we can kind of start getting the survey work done ahead of time. And that took us to the end of the meeting.
Can you share what groups we voted on, or?
Yes. So one of the groups that we voted on for the COLA targets was people who inject drugs, who are at risk or living with HIV. And then the second COLA target was cis women who are at risk or living with HIV. And then for the needs assessment target, it's people with immigrant experience.
Great. Thank you for that. Any questions? Just the group had a really thoughtful conversation around trying to figure out what those groups would be. And the current 2024, at least HIV new acquisition data kind of reflects those two groups. And so feeling as if there's definitely been a bump up for cisgendered women at least last year. Whether or not that maintains will well, we'll only we won't know until a few years, basically. So yeah. Cool. All right. Council Affairs.
Does anyone want to take that? If not, I can take it again as well.
Who would take it here? Is it Chuck or is it?
Typically, it's Chuck, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I
Oh,
can
can you help
take
us?
it if I can have a minute to pull up the agenda.
Do you want us to do membership while you do that?
That would be
Cool.
great.
All right. Who's representing membership?
It's both of us, me and Ron. Right now, it's noisy, you guys, so if I'm talking loud. Please, I apologize for that. They're doing some road construction here right in front of me. So we had a really good meeting, not too long. We did send out notices of attendance for about six people, which is still kind of like for me, you guys, it's like a concerning thing about people showing up for their meetings. And we did have a resignations. Going out for Rena and Nico. And I think if anybody can remember anything else that we talked about
Oh,
and
he's
wanted to flash the
absent
calendar.
to Jesus Guillen.
Oh, yes, and Jesus. And we like to give out a really big get well, sending out him in good health because I know he's going through a lot of health issues. But I just want to send out some prayers to him.
Thank you for
And
that.
that's it, you guys.
I think we've lost a couple members, right? Reyna and somebody else. It's kind of
Nico.
shifted.
Nico.
Oh, yeah.
Nico.
And Nico. So,
Reina, I think Reina, she didn't re she didn't complete her or return her recertification. So we figured if we don't have one to review, then we can't really approve of her continuing with this until she does so herself.
right.
Yeah,
So,
so I can speak a little bit about that. Reyna was actually removed through automatic removal, and it was due to a failure of communicating with council staff and showing up to home committee meetings as well as full council.
great. Thank you for that.
And
Go ahead,
yeah,
Ron.
I'm kind of worried about bringing up why Nikos resigned, because we did have a very, very hefty conversation off, well, off the record during our meeting. But he basically didn't.
The Shoot. Mark, I appreciate you kind of modeling how to speak to what's going on. So I know, Ron, you stumbled a little bit there with regards to what to kind of share out. So it sounds like the application was, I don't want to say denied, passed on. What was the terminology you said, Mark?
It's declined.
Declined. Okay. Great. So that's what we will, if that helps with other people expressing that as we move forward. Welcome, TJ.
Hi, everybody.
All right. We anything else for membership before we go on to council affairs?
I think we did everything. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas.
And tell them to hurry up with that street. It feels like they've been working on it for a long time.
It's not going to be open until the end of the month.
All right, good. Council Affairs. Kat, were you going to help us out?
Yes.
Thank you.
So the committee reviewed a few different presentations. We reviewed the cluster detection and response report provided by Sharon Pipkin and Thomas Noble. We also saw the Marin County report by Na Lee and then the San Mateo report by Anna Branzuela.
Great, thank you. Any questions? All right, meeting evaluation. Oh, I think we still don't have quorum, do we? No,
No,
okay.
not. But I can go over the meeting evaluation. Just give me 1 second. And can everyone see that? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So we actually got the most surveys back for this meeting so far. So that's really exciting. And I will go over them. The information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. And everyone answered this one. We had 17 people agree, one person somewhat agreed to that. The meeting was run efficiently by Mark Molnar, and everyone agreed to that statement. And there were a couple of comments here. Nicely done. What a delight. Good job, Mark. Great job. Extremely well organized and always on point. Bestie. All
True.
right. Then the agenda was well planned. Everyone agreed. There were no comments there. The needs assessment presentation by yours truly and Kat Tajgir was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And unsurprisingly, everyone agreed. And there were a couple of comments. Timely done, well presented, and interesting. Fabulous presentation. Such great work and so nice to look at. I agree. Fantastic work. I appreciate the work that went into this. Great presentation. Well done work and presentation. Woohoo, girls. Thank you for your work. Conversation after presentation was very engaging. Great presenters slash presentation. Great presentation. Great job. Excellent presentation. Thank you. Clients' quotes are always powerful. Thanks for adding them and providing community members' stories. Really, really good job. Nothing short of amazing, as we saw. All right. And the service summary sheets, part two update by Bill Bloom was effective and engaging to the HCPC. We had 17 people agree, and we had two comments here. I appreciate the time provided for questions. Bill being available for questions is always so helpful. The HIV Epi update by ARPI was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And we had 14 people agree, three people somewhat agree, and one person somewhat disagree. And we had a couple of comments here as well. Welcome, ARPI. Thank you for taking this on, ARPI. ARPI was a wonderful presenter, and I greatly appreciate the hard work she put into this. Very thought-provoking stats, very in-depth. Presenter seems slightly lost and it was off-putting. Seems like it's becoming more and more difficult to figure out trends as our numbers go down. A lot of data, but a bit confusing. The presentation felt very scattered. It was hard to stay focused. Some of the slides did not align with the headings. At times, it seemed like the presenter didn't know the presentation. Presenter seemed distracted, didn't seem like she had read the slides beforehand and read almost exclusively from a prompt. I got lost slash found it uninteresting as a result. So a lot of constructive feedback there. My needs as a council member are being met during this time, and everyone agreed. No comments there. As for what worked well for council members or what could have been improved, folks wrote, would have liked more discussion on the HIV Epi update report. Food was great and nice change. Desserts. I do like sitting in small tables, which allows a bit more interaction with members and everything. I'm guessing everything worked well. All right. Do you have any suggestions for future presentations or training topics? We had two suggestions, and both were for mental health care slash mental health services. And this received an overall 9.4 rating. So thank you, Mark. Any questions about this?
Questions for folks? Congratulations on the nice eval, everybody. Bill, Kat, Kira, Mark. I do feel like the word zesty should be reserved only for food, but I guess I will allow it.
I'm edible.
I do have a quick question. Kira, you forward the results of the presentation to HHS staff, which I think was helpful. And I do think this would be good feedback to give to the presenter. I'm just concerned it could be a to argue that is. I guess in my mind, it's how to do it in a thoughtful way that, it's a little, I mean, there were some themes there and enough themes that I think it would be helpful, but how best to deliver that is, I guess, my question for this group.
I typically do, I don't directly, especially for more constructive feedback, I don't directly say it to the presenter. I do kind of cushion it so it's not, doesn't come off, as critique.
Excellent. Well, I
So
think there's the
I can
answer.
do that,
Do
yes.
you change it?
I don't change it necessarily, I just kind of summarize.
Would you mind forwarding it on to me and let me mull it over? I do have a relationship with RP, so
Of course.
that'd be great.
And obviously we want to make this constructive and not like an opportunity for someone to feel bad for sure. And that's why I appreciate how Kira frames it and how I'm sure you will frame it as well, Thomas. RP was quite like clear, like this is their first time doing this kind of presentation in front of this kind of a body. So I think certainly that like are no matter how scathing some of those comments might have been, like it should be certainly tempered when the feedback is given to RB because we knew that and we know that's the reality and people get better as they do it more often.
Exactly.
Yes. And I think there's some specific enough stuff there for, because I don't, I mean, obviously, she spent a lot of time preparing and she's not scattered. So I don't think it's someone calling her out for actually what she is. So I think it would just be helpful to hear that's how she's coming across so she can have a chance to kind of think, how she's coming across versus who she is. Because we know she spent a lot of time prepping that.
Great. What's your question?
See your hand up, Elaine.
Yeah, I was just reading on the survey. I do agree about probably getting some more updates about mental health. Mental health, even for here on my side, has always been a big concern for me here and as well as San Francisco. So I would like to see a little bit more updates on mental health to see how we're taking care of our clients that may be in use of it.
Well, we actually are going over the calendar at next month's Council Affairs meeting, so we can make sure to bring that up. And for those folks who are also in that meeting, like Irma, if you can remind me if I forget, that's a great topic to have a presentation on or some kind of a training on or both.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anything else before we move on to agenda for full council? Right.
Right, let me pull this up. It's a tight agenda, as you'll see. Let's start from the top here. Bear with me. Okay, our regular stuff. I'm gonna have to ask the general updates be kept kind of on the briefer side because I'm only able to really give 15 minutes, which I know can be tough because I know that last month we actually only had an update, I think, from one person. So people might have more information, but unfortunately, we're going to have to keep it a little on the brief side because, as you'll see coming up, we have three other agenda items. One of them, it seemed like quite a long one, which was a cluster detection and response. I need to get these names in here. I have Thomas Noble, and who were the other two? It was someone, I'm sorry, Jenna Jansen, was it?
Julia Jensen.
Julia Jensen. Is it SS or 1S?
You know, I'm going to pull up her email just so I can.
I think it's 1SEN, I think.
EN. Sharon Pipkin.
Yeah.
Thomas Noble. And I just said a presentation from Archers and Chip. That covers it, right? It's a joint presentation, I assume.
Yeah. Arches, no.
No? Oh, okay. Who should I put down for that?
Sorry.
Well, Sharon's no longer with Arches. Is that the case?
No, Sharon's with Arches. It's Julia. Julia's with Bill. Do you know the title of their disease control and prevention, DCP?
Yeah. It's disease control and prevention, if you wanted, or you could put a city clinic.
She's not.
Disease control.
Yeah, DCP is fine.
But she's not in the clinic as well, Thomas. I thought she was.
No, she's kind of in our building, and and then DCP comma is Arches as well. Sorry, say it again, Bill.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. So, Mark, you have it right. Just put back Arches.
There perfect.
Yeah.
I thought she was doing clinical time there as well. That's interesting. Okay.
She might. She might do a shift or two a week.
She appears sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay, and so I want to give that the full 45 because it did seem like it would be a longer one and people might have a lot of questions about that one. So we're short shrifting Marin and San Mateo a little bit, but I think they can get through theirs in half an hour. We'll need a vote, obviously, on both of those.
Mark, there's actually
a correction on the spelling there. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, there's two S's in.
It's an A. We got it completely wrong.
Jansen.
Is that correct?
That is good, yes. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Kat. All right, so moving on, giving only a half hour each to Marin and to San Mateo. Hopefully that will be enough time. And that's it. Any suggestions, questions, etc.? No?
Only that... Under general updates, you have my name to the end there, next to the time. I think you could take it out and put it with everybody else, unless you're calling me out in this.
Oh, video. Thank you. That was from last month. You were the sole one. That's right.
That's right.
Thank you for that.
So, I have a thought, Mark, because I have, just so that we don't end up with short shrift. One is to put the general updates towards the end. And then two is actually to not have them this month. Or only if somebody has urgent, and then next month have us do a more expanded one. Like, so rather than racing through, maybe we should explore rather than updating every month, or go every 2 or 3 months and give you guys something real. So I'm just concerned. But one, just is a fair amount of time to prep it, and then it's always kind of like racing through. Like, ooh. So if we're really feeling tight on time, that would be my suggestion.
I think it's good. I mean, I like the idea of either putting it at the end or bumping it again for this month. And then.
How about something in between what you two were saying? Can I bump CHEP and HHS and CPG and keep State Office of AIDS and CARE?
I think that's an excellent idea, particularly because just what's going on with the feds and would be part of what exactly. I share. And then Lee can do it and I can chime in, and Thomas, if you want to chime in as well.
Okay.
But what I would suggest, Mark, unless you guys don't want to hear it, let's not do like the 10-minute thing next month. Let's make it like a half an hour, and we'll do expanded reports, and we'll kind of do a little bit deeper dive. Can you fit this in next month for something a little more?
Next
little
month more we have State Office of no. Next month, yeah, we have beginning of the discussion of the blueprint with Leroy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Connect with Leroy about that one. We have a brief. So we still have three agenda items. We have a brief Robert Rory update for the standards of care. And then we have our annual getting to zero. So that'll be sort of the main. Well, I don't know if that's the main one or the blueprint, but you know, the blueprint can be the beginning of the conversation. We can carry that over until to January as well. You know, that's something that we can both end the year with and start the year with. It's important enough, I'd say. So we'll see the getting to zero as sort of the main event, give them like as close to 40 or 45 as possible, maybe a shorter time for the blueprint, and then an even shorter time for a standards of care update. There's only two things being updated, if I recall correctly. And then, yeah, that should be able to give us a full half hour for this. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
And Mark, the other question I have before we adjourn, should there also be a brief update?
Oh, we're not adjourning. We still have our...
Oh, okay. Our policies and procedures, all that fun. Woohoo. I think I have to go to the bathroom. No. The other thing that could be on here is the HIV and Aging Summit. Maybe just a brief report out on that, I'd recommend.
By who?
By me.
Oh, okay.
Well, leave that at me, please.
Well, I'm thinking because, you know, Mark, because the Planning Council actually voted to fund it, so they should hear back about what their hard-earned dollars are.
No problem, no problem. And I'll put that on last in case Leroy has a lengthier one. I can always say that for next month. Okay, anything else on this before I call it?
Just with regards to the integrated plan, that's the terminology. We're not going to use blueprint moving forward. So just start to early imprint on folks that Leroy's work will be on.
It took long enough for me to move from integrated plan to blueprint.
Well, you can do it. So you've proven that you can make change happen in your mind. So here's another opportunity to exercise that muscle.
Too old. I'm too old.
And Mark, this is my too old. Did you spell Blea with an A at the end there? I couldn't quite see it on the screen there. You did. Okay.
I'm going to say yes, and I'm not going to share
it. I couldn't tell it was a Q or an A, so I'm showing my
A. I'm sure. I'm absolutely
positive. I don't know if you want to be called Black. I'm calling Black, please.
It's definitely an A. I'm looking at it right now. Okay, excellent. I'm not lying to you. Okay. I promise.
Great.
If someone's name, his last name has been mispronounced for many years, not naming names.
Knoble.
You're calling me out on that one. Literally, Bill had to correct me after I did it for like the half dozen time in front of everyone else.
10 years. Mark, after 10 years, I finally said, dude, it's one.
It's bloom like a flower. Just remember that, like a flower. I never forgot. It might have been the flower. It might have been the public humiliation.
How are you saying it?
Blum. Like many people do.
Like
Blum.
But it was years. It was years of Mark. Renamed me. Yes, out of love, I know.
All right. How fascinating this is. I'm feeling a responsibility as a facilitator to move us on to.
Well, I'm part of that club. He also humiliated me in front of everyone.
Oh, not really? You, Irma. Oh, now you're just looking bad, Bill. Okay.
Thomas, you have to afford the grace that we all extend to you when you are not facilitator. Come on. Allow the casualness.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but we're moving into a very extensive
point. Well taken.
Conversation around our policies and procedures. Did I miss anything else on the agenda? I pulled it down. Great. Okay. Onward. Is this, Mark, where are we at in our process? Do we have one more meeting going over this?
No, two more? Because we actually missed a couple meetings. My prediction of earlier this year of getting this done by the end of the year is off now because, you know, we didn't do this for at least two different meetings. And so we probably won't finish this until February. I looked at that. I looked at today and I saw like, okay, if we divide this up, then we're going to have at least three more meetings on this one. So nope, we're not going to be finished by next month, unfortunately, but whatever, we're not exactly being rushed into this. It's great that we actually that we start at the beginning of the year though. All right. So
good to know. Thank you.
Get in here. Just a moment. I have most of them all ready to go. I just need to find getting to zero update. We'll start with that one. If you recall, that was we looked at that one a while ago, and it was suggested that I bring that, not a while ago, in August, that I bring that to getting to zero so that they can actually update some of the terminology itself because it was no longer current. And then when we looked on the website, it wasn't particularly helpful, actually. So I sent this to Courtney, and Courtney presented it to the steering committee, and they got back to me. So let me share a screen with that preamble. Okay, let me scroll up, make it a little larger. Okay, this is language coming from getting to zero, so I'm not sure how much we need to change this or if I even need to read it over. This is all literally from getting to zero. But that's the overview that they provided of what getting to zero is. And then they also provided the position. You'll notice here the bolded part. This is a new thing that Getting to Zero has decided to do. And I don't know if, Thomas, if you're on Getting to Zero, so certainly if you feel like speaking to this, feel free. But you'll notice the bolded part is pending vote to approve from the Getting to Zero Steering Committee. So we might elect someone in this role, but their acceptance actually depends on Getting to Zero Steering Committee.
Yeah, and Mark, then I'm not on GTZ. I'm on the ETE steering. Aurora Chavez on our team represents CHEP and getting in GTZ. So just for awareness. Cool.
So keep going. Qualifications are active member of the council in good standing, understand and have an interest in getting to zero representatives' roles and responsibilities, able to interact effectively with associated stakeholders, demonstrate sensitivity to the needs and requirements of communities that are affected by the HIV/AIDS epidemic in San Francisco EMA, demonstrates ability to listen, hear, and respectfully represent diverse points of view. Any considerations, changes, updates to qualifications? All right, moving forward. Responsibilities, the GTZSF representative will represent the HCPC at all steering committee and full consortium meetings of Getting to Zero SF and may participate in Getting to Zero's various committees in addition to their regular council member attendance requirements. Two, the GTZSF representative will inform the GTZSF steering on relevant HCPC-related funding, public policies, and other associated issues. Three, the rep will regularly brief the council with updates from GTZSF meetings and will inform the council of relevant issues in a timely manner. Four, the primary GTZSF rep will keep alternate representatives up to date on all GTZSF related activities, encourage their participation in GTZSF consortium meetings. Other duties and activities as required is number five. Any thoughts or questions, updates on the second part?
Mark, I might have missed it. Is there something about, you know, maintaining regular attendance at the GTZ meetings?
Yes, it says we'll represent the HCPC at all steering committee and full consortium meetings of Getting to Zero SF.
Okay.
Anything else? Nope. Okay, stopping share. On to the next one, JD. Right. We'll be... There is it. There is agenda setting. Right. Agenda setting. An agenda is the list of items of business to be presented and discussed at a meeting. All agendas are developed by co-chairs and group members and is drafted by the Planning Council support staff. I would say R, right? All draft agendas are approved by group co-chairs. Agendas may be amended upon draft agenda approval, but may not include a new item for vote. The agenda must be published to the members and the public before each meeting as required by the bylaws. In order for items to be considered for a vote, the agenda must indicate that it is either a vote or a possible vote. Emergency requests to place items on the Planning Council agenda may be directed to one of the council co-chairs, as long as the request is consistent with the 72-hour notification requirements of the Sunshine Ordinance. A little hyphen in there, make that nice. Any changes, updates, suggestions, thoughts, feelings, ideas?
So Mark, it could have a little more specificity instead of at a meeting. It could be at all committees and full council meeting.
Okay. Can be more specific. Any other suggestions?
That looks good. Thank you.
All right. Stop and share. On to the next one. There's three more to go. Oh, how timely. Public comment. Let's see what it has to say. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. And their interactions are not just allowed, they're encouraged. Wouldn't that be a twist? Okay, public comment. Any member of the public may provide public testimony before the Planning Council during public comment periods. Council members may also speak as members of the public. General public comment shall be allowed near the beginning of every agenda. The public also has the right to comment before any item up for a vote before the council. The public comment period shall take place after council members have completed their discussion on the item and immediately before voting. Each member of the public may address a council for up to 3 minutes. The time limitations for public comment will be enforced by the co-chairs. A brief summary of the comments will appear in the minutes of the meeting. Persons wishing to submit written public comment may provide a written statement not to exceed 150 words to Planning Council support staff prior to the close of the meeting where testimony is presented. Public comment is not a forum for answering questions. The Planning Council will not respond to public comment. The Planning Council co-chairs, at their discretion, may ask for clarification from members of the public on agenda items. If members of the public have questions related to the items on the agenda, they may submit these questions to Planning Council support, who will either provide the answer or direct members of the public to the appropriate resource for answering their questions. The Brown Act forbids the council from taking action or discussing any item not appearing on posted agendas, including items raised during public comment. The Planning Council requests that those members wishing to provide testimony before the Council do so in a manner that supports a considerate and respectful process. The Planning Council co-chairs will ensure that these procedures are applied equally and consistently with all members of the public. Any thoughts, feelings, updates, changes?
Mark, I think it's the second paragraph there that public comment shall be allowed. So I guess my first question, is it every agenda item, and is it, it hasn't historically been at the beginning?
Yes and yes.
To do we want to make that consistent with our current practice, or do we want to go to what it's saying here?
I thought I was answering your question. So we have that at the beginning of every agenda. And it is
so at the beginning of every meeting there's public comment is the first thing. What does that mean?
It's not the first thing. It says the beginning, near the beginning. So it's not the first thing, but it's amongst the first things,
like
it's
after approving agenda or approving minutes.
Yeah, shall be allowed near the beginning of every agenda is what it says.
So, okay. That to me wasn't so clear. Maybe add the words shall be. It happens at the beginning of the meeting and it's listed in every agenda, right? So
yeah,
the meeting. Maybe that, it just doesn't read very clearly to me.
Shall be allowed near the beginning
of each meeting. Is that what you're saying, or we're saying?
Yeah. So I guess I'm confused about where the confusion is. So it says of every agenda. So that's every.
Well, it's not allowed. It's listed on the agenda, right? But it's allowed. It seems strange. So I think it would be clearer if it was at the beginning of every meeting. Shall be noticed on all agendas and allowed at the beginning of each near the beginning of each meeting.
General public comment shall be noticed on agendas
on all
and allowed agendas. Near the beginning of every agenda.
No, get rid of agenda the second time, and be allowed at the beginning of near the beginning of each meeting, for every meeting.
Okay, so please just tell me what you want me to write. I'm confused.
General public comment shall be noticed on all agendas,
and allowed near the beginning of every agenda.
Near the beginning of every meeting.
Okay, so take out allowed near the beginning of every meeting. Got it. Okay, so let me read this again, make sure this is what you're looking for. General public comments shall be noticed on all agendas near the beginning of every meeting.
Okay.
All right. More suggestions or any more suggestions?
Can you scroll down just a bit, Mark? I think something around the Brown Act, I got a little bit confused with regards to, I know it's not saying, but basically that things won't be discussed that are not on the agenda.
That's correct.
So Mark, how do you remember that? Because then how would you do new business? So I know you can't take actions, but people can raise new business, no? Or new items for discussion.
No, I don't think so.
Theoretically not.
I consider that more like you're raising new business for the next agenda. That's why on some agendas it says next meeting agenda, so that you can be so that that group can take part in putting things on the next meeting's agenda.
So, for example,
I'd say that discussing anything new actually goes against the spirit of both the Sunshine Ordinance and the Brown Act, and that we actually have to give the public due notice that these kinds of things that are substantive certainly would be discussed in advance.
So, for example, if Nico's going to speak on what's going on with them, that's not on the agenda, right? So it would...
There would be no council member discussion of it, but certainly as public... they are welcome to speak to it.
I think that's where I got a little bit confused. So basically, a member of the public can say anything or mention anything they want. We just can't dialogue around it as correct. If it was business.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Not sure if that, I get that from that, but that's okay. If everybody else is, the rest of you, is it clear? Does it work for you? Sure.
I'm just going to take a quick little look. Mark may very well be right. But so, for instance, we didn't have on the agenda today to discuss mental health, like doing a presentation on mental health, and yet we talked about it. So we did discuss it. I just know how that plays out in real life. I need to go back and look at the rules. Unless, Mark, you have a thought on that.
No, I don't have a thought on that.
How would you understand that it's fitting in? But that's what I care about. That's what I don't care so much about.
Right. Any other thoughts on this?
Helene has her hand up.
Yeah. I just think if it's anything, if I can remember how it actually works here as well as you guys, when we have like an open discussion about something like in other words, like with Nico, it's a public comment. If we had further discussion, then we would have to put it on for next agenda to have a discussion on it.
If it's a new item or if you'd like to continue the discussion, yes.
Right. So I would think that that's what it replies to, is that we don't have to discuss it at this meeting if it's not on the agenda. But if somebody wants to voluntarily put it for next month agenda to have a big discussion, then that's what it is, right?
Yeah, yes. They want it on the next month's agenda, absolutely.
Right, but we wouldn't, so Elaine, with how this is written here, we wouldn't entertain it from the floor. If someone says, right, I want to talk about this, we would say we need to put it on the agenda for next month. At least as I'm reading.
Right. Yeah, because many times in our case, when we have like an open discussion about something here, like you had said, mental health, if we would have broke into more time to having that discussion, I would really counsel support saying, like, you know, guys, and we've had it happen where we say, you guys, we're not on the agenda. We can add this for next month's agenda to have a more serious conversation. Okay. So that we can carry on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll use your mental health example. So you brought up the idea of mental health during appropriate time, which was a review of the last month's evaluation. Of course, on that evaluation is a suggestion for future topics. And so you quite appropriately brought up the idea of mental health. I responded that, okay, well, this can actually be discussed at the Council Affairs Committee during this particular agenda item, which was the relevant agenda item of populating next year's work plan.
Yeah.
All right, any other thoughts?
It's funny, it escaped me. So, I know what it was. Just to put out a request for council members, I do think personally when I'm facilitating, I sometimes forget to ask for public comment when we have discussed something. So if I'm facilitating, feel free to raise your hand or call out that I've forgotten to do public comment. For whatever the time is, we've all missed it here and there, so kind of takes a village. Thank you. Cool.
All right. Moving on. Stop sharing on this one. All right, just a couple more to go. Appreciate your patience. COLA mission statement. We'll do that one next. COLA, of course, is a community outreach and listening activities. This is a format of a combined thing that is both focus group and potential outreach. It was created in a collaboration of the County Council support and our former council member, Matthew Miller, for folks who remember Matthew. And here's the mission statement. COLA mission statement inscription. It is the responsibility of the COLA, Community Outreach and Listening Activities team, to proactively gather and disseminate relevant information to and from people living with HIV and at highest risk for HIV. The structure of the COLA. Membership is open to all HCPC members, and council members are encouraged to participate in COLA team activities on a rotating basis. The team shall include a representative from HCAP, the HIV Consumer Rights Advocacy Project. The COLA team shall report directly to the CE, Community Engagement Committee. Information gathered, including experiences noted by consumers and recommendations for priority setting, will be shared with CE and the full council on an ongoing or as-needed basis. The COLA team shall have targeted sessions approximately once per quarter. Okay, I forgot about that. COLA outreach sessions have several goals. To disseminate information about the HCPC. To disseminate information about HCAP. To outreach consumers and services as potential council members. To provide small-scale needs assessments that focus on the San Francisco EMA system of prevention and care, in particular, to collect information regarding service prioritization from consumers of services, to collect information regarding unmet need and barriers to care, to solicit input and obtain feedback on the overall service needs of people living with HIV and at highest risk for HIV. COLA team members' meetings shall be structured as follows. 1, welcome introduction. 2, purpose of meeting. 3, discussion of HCPC role and duties. 4, discussion of HCAP role and duties. 5, service category description and service prioritization exercise. 6, discussion of service continuum and consumer concerns. 7, Q&A/thank you. Evaluation. Okay, this might need some update. Yes, Ron.
Yes, so not to plug in because I'm a co-chair of membership, but one of the goals that the outreach team does is to recruit, right?
Absolutely.
Or is that something that we could add in?
Let's see if it's here, and if it's not, let's add it.
I Right,
we can add it to the mission statement.
Oh, maybe at the bottom here it says to disseminate information about HTPC.
Okay, so I just add it there.
Oh,
and
what do you change
to lane? Recruit potential HTPC members. Why not? So this does not happen quarterly. I think anyone who's a member of community engagement knows that. A lot of times it's due to challenges in scheduling, challenges of different sorts. So we might want to update that. Just maybe even say throughout the year or a minimum of 2 per year. Actually, that would be realistic. Maybe targeting higher than that.
Do we have to have a number there, Mark?
No, we don't. This is entirely ours. This is actually entirely, so entirely ours, it's not a HRSA requirement. We created this. So no, we can change anything we want.
I mean, I might write ideally 2 a year or something versus painting ourselves into a corner.
Or we can just remove this.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah. Okay.
HCAP seems like an old acronym, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, I'm embarrassed to say that.
Oh, it's no longer HCAP?
What is it?
Is that what CIFUND is?
I'm going to lean on Kira here and Kat. What is it if it's not HCAP? I thought it was HCAP.
I feel like I just haven't heard that acronym for a long time.
Oh, I thought maybe it was still exists. Right? The next thing I can think of is ALRP.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it is still HCAP.
No, yeah. I think they took the P off, Mark, and they just referred to it as HIV Consumer Rights Program or something, or Advocate Program.
I'm going to look it up right now. Not that I don't trust all of you.
They were bothered by the idea that it said crap in it. From whoever set it up originally.
It's never been HCRAP. It's HCAP.
Yeah, but it would be
Consumer Rights Advocate.
Lots of words would be different things if you added letters to them.
Yeah.
No, he literally refers to it as HCAP. I'm looking at an email from Stephen Spano right now.
Yeah.
All right.
As I expected, you are all wrong.
Guilty.
Let's take the crap out of that.
How completely wrong can a person be? All right. Anything else on here?
Did you make that change?
I did not change anything.
It should be Consumer Advocacy Project rather than rights. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it. Made. Change is made.
There's a quick typo I noticed. Under COLA outreach sessions have several goals, those bullet points, that last bullet point, the sub bullet point should be to collect information.
Thank you. Gosh, that's embarrassing. To collection information. I just read right over that. All right. Anything else, including embarrassing blunders like that? What else did my eyes just drift over? You know, Kira, Kat, you're the ones who've been doing this. Is this actually what happens? Do we need to adjust this?
We don't have someone, we don't have a representative from HCAP join us anymore.
Oh, he used to love doing that. Do we no longer tell him about it, or he no longer has the time for it?
Either or.
You know what? Let's keep it in here and the three of us talk about trying to get some Stephen Spano involvement in here, because HCAP is an amazing project. And it's a good way to outreach for them too. So if we're just kind of dropping the ball because he couldn't make it a couple times, let's reach out to him and see if he's interested in continuing to do this. We can always come back to this, but yeah, if he's not there, let's try to get him there.
Can I just edit that last sub bullet? At the highest risk for HIV, I think I want to say at the highest. Risk for acquiring HIV.
Okay. HIV and at highest risk for acquiring HIV. Right. Okay. Anything else? Excuse me. All right, stop share. We're going to our last one. And this one is consumer and community members' rights and responsibilities. It's an exciting one. See how long this is. It's medium sized. Okay, ready? Let's go. Okay, consumer and community members' rights and responsibilities. These rights and responsibilities pertain to members of the public participating in council meetings. The rights. The right and opportunity to offer feedback and comment on council activities. The right to respectfully voice personal opinions. The right to voice opinions related to the perceived needs of communities living with or at risk of HIV. Maybe I'll just add acquiring in there right now. The right to physical access to council meetings ensured by holding all events in ADA compliant venues. Compliant venues. The right to reasonable accommodation to facilitate the participation of consumers and or community members with disabilities and language interpretation needs. The right to timely and public access to noticing of all council meetings. The right to self-disclosure or non-disclosure of personal information, including but not limited to name and HIV status. The right to access all information deemed by state and local law and regulations, including the Brown Act and the Sunshine Ordinance, to be in the public domain. Anything on rights?
I'm assuming there's some point where the Brown Act and the Sunshine Act are referenced, right? Somewhere else. Not referenced, but defined.
I don't think so. If you want us to add something like that, we can just copy and paste, I suppose.
Yeah. It seems odd that we're referencing something that's, yeah. Consistent. What do folks think? Do they think that would be helpful, or just people can Google them on their own?
Well, I see the Brown Act is mentioned along with the Sunshine Ordinance.
Ron, do you think we should reference or have definitions or links to them, or just I assume this day and age, somebody would just Google something like that at this point, but. All right, y'all don't have strong opinions, and I'm always a fan of less is more. So my thought is people can look it up themselves if it's of interest to them.
All right, moving on. Responsibilities. One, only one. Respectful engagement of fellow community members, consumers, and council members as defined in the council's rules of respectful engagement. Adhere to the public comment policy as outlined in the policy and procedure manual. The Planning Council reserves a right to bar/eject anyone who threatens violence or behaves violently towards other participants or refuses to follow meeting procedures regarding public comment. The person who will be physically ejecting such council members will be council co-chairs.
I vote Irma. Get in there, Irma.
Anything for responsibilities for that last paragraph?
I think we lost Mr. Plum, so I don't think there's anyone. Cool. All right. It doesn't seem like anybody had anything that we're missing or feel. I'm sure we lifted those from something way back when, and they still seem relatively relevant. Other than that, I didn't know we had the right to reject somebody. I don't do feel like we should have a policy. Well, what is the policy, Mark, if somebody actually needs to be removed from a meeting?
It doesn't specify who gets to do the removal.
just as a chair, I'm like, how would that work? But I'd love to think that through before actually having to evoke that at some point. But we've never had to, so maybe it's just theoretical and I just
Maybe
don't
it
have to
would
worry
just
about
say you can leave now and see if they actually follow through, which, they might not. Then
I
we
guess
would call
common.
building security.
Yeah, that would be the process. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, anything else from folks? Was that the last one for the day?
Yes.
So we want to give a round of applause for Mark's interpretive reading there. Did folks notice the voice inflections and the little dramatic pauses here and there to make
Thank you.
it?
Thank you.
Yes,
Yes, I will take a bow
exactly.
on that. Yes, I will take a bow.
Moving forward, I think we are adjourned then, if that was our last item.
Yeah, we are adjourned. And we have, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, team, but a whole week off, right? There's no meetings of any committees next week. Okay.
Correct. Co-chairs Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Co-chairs, yeah.
I might be a little bit late to that. I think I wrote that to y'all
Yes,
already.
you did.
So
You'll be
cool.
a half hour late, but you'll try to get there earlier.
Exactly. Good memory. And hopefully the room thing works out. So I'm a little bit nervous about our new room reservation process. So I'm
Me too.
glad Nina offered to step up for that. So, cool. All right. Be
Offer.
well,
Very nice.
everybody, and see you in the next meeting space. Take care.
Pat here, can you stay on?